AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is ruling pandemic-era limits on immigration. Title 42 will stay in place indefinitely. The case will be argued in February, and the stay will be maintained until the justices decide the case. The limits were put in place during the Trump administration at the beginning of the pandemic. Under the restrictions, officials have expelled asylum seekers inside the U.S. 2.5 million times and turned away most people who requested asylum at the border on grounds of preventing the spread of the coronavirus. A major winter storm has moved on, but air travelers, especially people with tickets on Southwest Airlines, are still feeling the effects. Southwest says more than 60% of their flights today were canceled. It means Conrad Stoll is not flying today from Kansas City to California.
I really wanted to see my mom because I went there in 2019 and she looked at me and said, I'm not going to see you again. I said, no, Mom, you probably aren't going to see me again. And she's still alive, so it would have been a great opportunity to give her one more. Yeah, she's 88.
Southwest warns it would operate just over a third of its usual schedule in the days ahead to allow crews to get back to where they need to be. Jay McVeigh is with Southwest.
As the storm continued to sweep across the country, it continued to impact many of our larger stations, and so the cancellations just compiled one after another to 100, to 150, to 1,000. You know, at this point, we're working to accommodate our customers as best we can and offer the most options that we can to get folks back home or to their vacation spots or holiday celebration spots.
State and military police are keeping people from driving in snow-choked Buffalo, New York. There's a ban on driving. Officials say more than 30 people have died in the region. The co-leader of a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer was sentenced to 16 years in prison for conspiring to abduct the Democratic governor and blow up a bridge to ease an escape. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 37 points. This is AP News. Russia's foreign minister is calling on Ukraine to demilitarize.
Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine must remove any military threat to Russia. Otherwise, he said, the Russian army will solve the issue. He also insisted Ukraine and the West were responsible for the 10-month war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. Lavrov reiterated that the West was feeding the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia and said that it was up to Kiev and Washington how long the conflict will last. In an apparent reaction, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak tweeted that Russia needs to face the reality. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescuers used kayaks to reach the pilot of a small airplane that crashed into an icy creek near a Maryland airport and began to sink. Witnesses told police moments after the Piper Cherokee took off from Lee Airport in Edgewater, Maryland, they heard it sputter and crash into Beards Creek. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.